Well, I have to tell you, I thought you'd be happy to see me, General Rybicki said. Everyone else seems to be.
He waved out my window to the street, which was filled with the early morning image of Roanokers going out of their minds with joy that their isolation was coming to an end.
Where's Sagan?
You need to tell me what the fuck is going on, General, I said. Rybicki looked back toward me.
Excuse me? He said.
I'm not your commanding officer anymore, Perry, but I'm still your superior. A little more respect would be in order.
Fuck that, I said,
and fuck you too. There hasn't been a thing about this colony you've been straight about since you recruited us.
I've been as honest with you as I could, Rybicki said.
As honest as you could, I said. And there was no mistaking the incredulousness in my voice.
Let me rephrase, Rybicki said.
I've been as honest with you as I've been allowed to be. You lied to me and Jane and an entire colony's worth of people, I said. You've shunted us to the ass end of the universe and threatened us with annihilation from a group none of us even knew existed. You took colonists trained on modern equipment and forced them to colonize with ancient machines they barely know how to use. If some of our colonists hadn't happened to have been Mennonites, the only thing you would have found here would have been bones. And because you didn't survey this planet well enough to know it has its own goddamned intelligent species, 7 of my colonists have died in the last 3 days. So with all due respect, General, you can kiss my ass. Jane's not here because if she was, you'd probably already be dead. I'm not feeling any more charitable to you myself.
Fair enough, Rybicki said grimly. Now, I said, answers. Since you mentioned annihilation, you know about the Conclave, Rybicki said. How much do you know?
I know what information you sent us, I said, neglecting to mention I knew anything else.
Then you know that it is actively seeking out new colonies and getting rid of them, Rybicki said. As you might expect, this is not going over well with the races who have had their colonies expunged. The Colonial Union has taken the lead in resisting the Conclave, and this colony has played a major role in that.
How? I said.
By staying hidden, Rybicki said. Christ, Perry, you've been here for almost a year. The Conclave has been going nuts looking for you, and every day it hasn't found you, the less terrifying it looks. The more it looks like what it is, the universe's biggest pyramid scheme. It's a system where a few strong races are leveraging the gullibility of a bunch of weaker races to snap up every habitable planet in sight. We've been using this colony as a lever to pry off some of those sucker races. We're destabilizing the Conclave before it can reach critical mass and crush us and everyone else with it.
And this required deceiving everyone, including the crew of the Magellan, I said.
Unfortunately, yes, Rybicki said. Look, the number of people who knew about this had to be kept to an absolute bare minimum. The Secretary of Colonization, me, General Zeilert of the Special Forces, and a few of his hand-picked soldiers. I supervised the loadout and engineered some of the colonial selection. It's not an accident you have Mennonites here, Perry. And it's not an accident you had enough ancient machinery to get you through. It's regrettable that we couldn't tell you, and I'm sorry that we couldn't see another way to do this, but I'm not going to apologize for it because it worked.
And how's this playing back home? I said.
How do the home planets of our people feel about you playing with the lives of their friends and families?
They don't know, Rybicki said.
The existence of the Conclave is a state secret, Perry. We haven't told the individual colonies about it. It's not something they need to worry about yet.
You don't think a federation of a few hundred other races in this part of space is something most people might want to know about, I said.
I'm sure they'd want to know about it, Rybicki said. And between you and me, if I had my way, they probably would know about it already, but it's not up to me or you or any of us.
So everyone still thinks we're lost, I said.
They do, Rybicki said. The second lost colony of Roanoke. You're famous.
You've just given the game away, I said.
You're here. When you go back, people are going to know we're here, and my people know about the Conclave.
How do they know? Rybicki asked.
Because we told them, I said, disbelieving.
Are you serious? You expect me to tell people they can't use any technology more advanced than a mechanical combine and not give them a reason? I would have been the first death on the planet. So they know, and because they know, everyone they know back in the Colonial Union will know too. Unless you plan to keep us stranded. In which case, those same people who are jumping for joy outside that window will string you up by your thumbs.
No, you're not being put back in the hole, Rybicki said.
On the other hand, you're not quite out of the hole yet either. We're here to do two things. The first is to pick up the crew of the Magellan,
for which they will no doubt be eternally grateful.
Although I expect Captain Zane wants his ship back, I said.
The second thing is to let you know that all the equipment you haven't been using, you can now, Rybicki said.
Say goodbye to the second millennium. Welcome to modern times. You can't send messages back to the Colonial Union yet, though. There are still a few details to develop.
Using modern equipment will give us away, I said.
That's right, Rybicki said.
You're giving me whiplash, I said. We've spent a year hiding so you can weaken the Conclave, and now you want us to give ourselves away.
Maybe I'm confused, but I'm not sure how getting ourselves slaughtered by the Conclave helps the Colonial Union.
You're presuming you're going to get slaughtered, Rybicki said.
Oh, is there another option? I asked.
If we ask nicely, will the Conclave just let us pack up and go?
That's not what I'm saying, Rybicki said.
I'm saying that the Colonial Union has kept you hidden because we needed to keep you hidden.
Now we need to let the Conclave know where you are. We have something planned, and once we spring our little surprise, then there'll be no point keeping either you or the Conclave a secret from the colonies, because the Conclave will have collapsed, and you will have been the key.
You need to tell me how, I said.
Fine, Rybicki said.
And did.
How are you? I asked Jane in the black box.
I don't want to knife people anymore, if that's what you're asking, Jane said, and tapped her forehead, signifying the brain pal nestled behind it. I'm still not happy about this.
How could you not know it was there? I asked.
Brain pals are remotely activated, Jane said. I couldn't have turned it on myself. Rybicki's ship sent out a search signal. The signal woke up the brain pal. Now it's on. Listen, I've gone through the files Hickory gave me.
All of them? I asked.
Yes, Jane said. I've been completely made over and have the brain pal. I can go back to Special Forces processing speed.
And? I asked.
They check out, Jane said. Hickory has video and documentation from Conclave sources, which is suspect, but he has corroborating material for each case, from open sources, from the races whose colonies were removed, and from the Colonial Union, too.
They could all be faked, I said.
It could be a monumental hoax.
No, Jane said. The Colonial Union files have a verification hash in the metatext. I ran them through the brain pal. They're genuine.
Certainly gives you an appreciation for old Hickory, doesn't it? I said.
It does, Jane said. He wasn't lying when he said the Oban wouldn't send just anyone to be with Zoe. Although, from what I can see from these files, it's Dickory who is the superior of the two.
Jesus, I said. Just when you think you know a guy. Or gal. Or a creature of indeterminate gender, which is what it is.
It's not indeterminate, Jane said. It's both.
What about this General Gao? I said. Do your files have anything on him?
Some, Jane said. Just the basics. He's Vren, and what he says in the extended tape of ours appears to be correct. After the battle with the Kies, he began agitating to create the Conclave. It didn't go over at first. He was thrown into prison for political agitation. But then the Vren ruler met an unfortunate end, and the general was released by the next regime.
I raised an eyebrow.
Assassination? I asked.
No, Jane said. Chronic sleep disorder. Fell asleep while eating and fell face forward on his dinner knife. Penetrated the brain. Died instantly. The general probably could have ruled Vrenu, but decided to attempt the Conclave instead. He still doesn't rule Vrenu. It wasn't even one of the Conclave's founding members.
When I was talking to Rybicki, he said that the Conclave was a pyramid scheme, I said. Some of the races at the top were getting the benefits, and those at the bottom were getting pissed on.
Maybe, Jane said. From what I saw in the files, the first colony worlds the Conclave opened up were populated by relatively few races. But whether that was indicative of some races getting an advantage or of matching the races to the planet, it's not something I could tell you. Even if it is the former, it's not any different than what's happening here. This colony is entirely settled by the oldest human colonies, the ones that existed before the colonial union. Ethnically and economically, they're nothing like the rest of the colonies.
"Do you think the Conclave is a threat to us?" I asked Jane.
"Of course I do," Jane said. "These files make it clear that the Conclave will destroy a colony that doesn't surrender. Their mode of operation is always the same. Fill the sky with starships and have every single one fire on the colony. Major cities wouldn't survive that, much less a colony. Roanoke would be vaporized instantly."
"But do you think it's likely?" I asked.
"I don't know," Jane said. "I have better data than I did before, but the data are still incomplete. We're missing the better part of a year of information, and I don't think we're going to get any more. Not from the Colonial Union, anyway. I can tell you right now I'm not cleared to see the Colonial Union files that Hickory gave me. And no matter what, I'm not inclined to surrender the colony without a fight." "Did you tell Rybicki what we know?"
"No," I said. "And I don't think we should tell him what we know either. At least not yet."
"You don't trust him," Jane said.
"Let's just say I have concerns," I said. Rybicki didn't go out of his way to offer up anything either. I asked him if he thought the Conclave would let us just walk away from this planet if we wanted to, and he suggested that they wouldn't.
"He lied to you," Jane said.
"He chose to respond differently than total honesty would dictate," I said. "I'm not sure that's exactly a lie."
"You don't see that as a problem?" Jane said.
"I see it as tactical," I said. Jane smiled at the reversal of our earlier conversation. "But it also suggests to me that we may not want to swallow every line he gives us. We've been maneuvered before. I don't doubt we're being maneuvered again."
"You sound like Trujillo," Jane said.
"I wish I did sound like Trujillo," I said. "He started off thinking all this was about a political scuffle he was having with the Secretary of Colonization. At this point, that seems adorably quaint. Our situation is like a puzzle box, Jane. Every time I think I know what's going on, suddenly there's another layer of complications. I just want to get this damn thing solved."
"We don't have enough information to solve it," Jane said. "All of Hickory's information checks out, but it's old, and we don't know whether the Conclave policies have changed or whether they're solidifying their power or falling apart. The Colonial Union hasn't been forthcoming with us, but I can't tell if that was malicious or if it was choosing what information to provide us so we could do our job without distraction. Both the Conclave and the Colonial Union have an agenda, but neither agenda is clear from any of the data we have. We're stuck in the middle."
There's a word for that," I said.
"Pawn." "Whose pawn is the question?" Jane said.
"I think I know," I said. "Let me tell you the latest wrinkle."
"I can think of about a dozen different ways that could go wrong," Jane said, after I finished.
"Same here," I said. "And I'd be willing to bet they're not the same dozen ways.